Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:46. Call it 7:47. 13 before 8. WWL, August 15th. Hot and muggy. Mark, did you notice any of this cool weather that they talked about, how it was less hot? Did you notice any of that or not?
You could feel a little bit, maybe a little bit of the humidity was taken out, but I was outside for the weekend, and it was drenched with it, just like it was the past few weekends before that. I mean, you could jump in the pool, and you'd be drier than if I just stood out and was working around the yard.
It's the point. It's the time. Yeah, it's a time of year, the dog days of summer, where you doubt that it will ever turn cool again. Are you at that point yet?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. You just capitulate. It's like, this is the way it's going to be forever. Like living on the sun.
Exactly. Tell me about the stock market in a week ahead on Wall Street. What are we looking at? What can we look for?
Tell me what happened last week. We have four consecutive winning weeks of market activity. The market's been up, and it's just been, you know, we were talking a couple of weeks ago where maybe we had some evidence that inflation was cresting, because at some point it will be. The Fed, of course, is kicking in with its interest rate increases, and they're pulling money out of the economy in an effort to tame the inflation. But it seems that, you know, monetary policy sometimes takes from 6 to 12 months to really be felt. But for them to start in March, April, actually, and then for this inflation to be cresting, I'd love it to happen, but that might be wishful thinking. So last week, the market was up. Everybody was excited. CPI came in for July at zero. And the president comes out and says, oh, inflation is zero. No, Mr. Biden, the inflation increase from the previous month of 1.3% was zero change for July. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that, quote unquote, inflation is gone. He's kind of a dope habit. And then so we have core CPI that was up a little bit, up 0.3%. But year over year, the CPI was down from 9.1 to 8.5, and the PPI, wholesale inflation, actually dropped. It was a negative territory, down a half a percentage point, which would be a 6% annualized rate. So with all that inflation news coming out, gas prices are down. You had your Greg Upton talking about that, mm-hmm. and I guess there was enthusiasm that kicked into the market. But I was looking at some YouTube videos on some of the analysts and what their commentary was over the weekend. It's like, just don't get in front of yourself. Some of them said, oh, we're selling stocks into those rallies because we don't think the party's over. This stuff could turn right around. One point does not a trend make. We're still worried about where the inflation is. How we got, you know, you're on Fed watch. How much longer is the Fed going to keep raising rates, and by how much? So we're not out of the woods yet, say several of the analysts. But those are in trading portfolios. So for you and me and many of our listeners, we're not worried about that moment to moment change in the market. But when it was coming up off of its low of 30,000, it's what, 33.5, down a little bit pre market. But that's been encouraging. And so people have been encouraged to get back in and say, well, I think the economy is doing a little bit better and inflation is going to ebb. But coming into this week, Tom, we've got retail sales that are supposedly going to be up about 0.1%. That's the expectation. So not too much. And earnings, there's a barrage of retailers that they're going to produce their earnings results for the second half of the year. Excuse me, the second quarter of the year. Walmart, Home Depot, TJ Maxx, all of the retailers are going to be reporting. So that also stimulates what the market is going to do. Two things that really determine stock prices are interest rates, that's going up, so that's not good for the market, and then corporate earnings. So if that goes up, that is good for the market. So we have all this stuff kind of piling on right now, and we're just going to have to wait our way through it.
When you mentioned TJ Maxx and Home Depot, I know you just, I guess, picked those two. Is that because
Walmart,
I just
wonder,
and Walmart, are there companies from which you can glean more information about the economy and earnings reports than others?
Oh, that's a good question. The company's more than others.
Well, that's why I asked it, Mark. That's why I'm here, Mark. I ask the good questions, and that and the reason you're there is because you answer the good questions, right?
Well, I do my best to do
that. And it works out.
I think the ones that I just mentioned, and not so much TJ Maxx, more Walmart and Home Depot, I think they've been doing very well. I think the sales have been up. I think the ones that have good balance sheets, when their earnings are going up, it might mean more than a company that's really trying and just having a more difficult time, because they might have other things going on within the company that mm-hmm. their earnings are or being left behind. So, you know, the ones that really move markets are the bigger ones and the ones that we just mentioned. So I'd be interested to see what's going on with Walmart, Home Depot. So that's within the week. Also, have you ever heard of a acronym called FOMO?
Yeah, we used to talk about it on a football field, but I don't think it's pertinent here. I mean, it's appropriate or not?
Well, this is being applied to why the market is also up for the past 4 weeks, and it is on genuine economic.
Oh, you mean fear of missing?
So it's
you mean fear of missing out?
Out.
Oh, right. No, I was talking about something else. I had some letters transposed there, but go ahead, please.
No, that's all right. Fear of missing out. That's a lot of times what we give people to get back in. You and I were talking about how 401ks in the spring were being so decimated, and people, you just hear it from people. It's like, oh, I'm suspending my contributions into my 401k until some of this clears up. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to time the market, which is usually not the best thing to do. But it's after they're seeing, you know, the market rallying. Oh, it's a third week in a row. It's a fourth week in a row that the market is rallying. I just fell behind like 3,000 points because I pulled myself out of it. Then they start piling cash in, and what's happening now was described by some analysts is that we've got some fragility that's still in the market, and that might have been, you know, you just got to be cautious about the emotion takes over, and that's when the FOMO thing comes in.
Mark, any final thoughts?
Yes, and we could pick this up Friday or next Monday. I mean, there's some things that are coming out from the real estate industry in China that is people are watching it very carefully. I watched some of it over the weekend, looking into it over the weekend, but they're running into a lot of trouble. And when everybody's monetary policy, meaning every large economy, is increasing interest rates because they're all under inflation and pulling money out of this system, China is pumping money into the system and decreasing rates. So that's where it caught a lot of people's attention.
We'll
watch out for that.
We'll talk about it on Friday when we help you manage your money with Mark Rosen. Mark, have a great week.
You too, sir.
And remember what I always say, buy low, sell high.
There you go. Thank you. I'm writing it down.
You bet. Write that down. Buy low, sell high. 7:54, 6 before 8, time for traffic now on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.